on the line now have Dara Murphy, Communications Manager of Irish Water. Hello, Dara, how are you?
Hiya, Noel. How are you today? Thanks very much for having me on.
Not at all. Now, I know it's early days yet, but have there been any people on looking for the refunds?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose having launched, I suppose the media campaign, you may have heard some of the ads over the past week and a half or so. We've had a really good response in terms of people coming onto the website and ringing our contact centre. I suppose we launched a dedicated refunds page on our website, water.ie/refunds, to give people all the relevant information on the process around refunds and answer any questions and queries that they might have. So that has been very successful to date anyway. I think on the first day of the campaign we had somewhere between 14,000-60,000 people view the website. So I suppose that was a good success from that perspective. And what we're hoping to do is obviously have people come on who've moved house or if they've had a change of circumstances since they paid their last bill, and give us the relevant update so that we can send out a check to their home address.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear things are going smooth because I said to myself, it's going to be quite erratic the way people sort of paid. I mean, when it started off worse, people waited and didn't pay at all. Some people 6 months into it, then they paid, or 9 months in, or a year. So it was pretty erratic like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose when we look at it, we had five bills go out now, and I suppose people paid all the bills, people paid one of the bills at the start, people paid maybe in the middle. Some people paid only, I suppose, when they had to do it, so in selling a house. So we have, I suppose, the maximum amount for a refund is €325. That was if everyone paid all the bills, all five of the bills. Whereas I think the average for a single person house would be about €160, and the average for kind of a two person house is about €260. But it goes from 1 cent all the way up to €325. And we'll be issuing it just under a million checks, 990,000 checks to be exact,
wow.
Over a period of approximately about 2 months. But we need to firm up on that when we know that the legislation has passed, and we have an idea of the timeframes of when we're doing it. So we'll be sending them out by check, and we've been working with on post rather than the banks, etc. And it'll be on a kind of random basis. So if you've 10 houses on a road. It is possible that the refund will arrive out on a different week for each one of those houses, potentially, because it's going to be random. And the thinking behind that, really, in effect, is with on post, it spreads the burden out across all the various post centres and postmen, obviously, so that it doesn't add dramatically to the workload of our busy Christmas period.
Yeah, if you get a situation like in a particular area, one or two or a couple of people get it and they're talking around that you get, no, I didn't get it, and then you're going to have people tormenting you all over again. Just wait on that comes there. Yeah, okay.
If they can hang on now until we're closed it out, but everybody assured we'll get their refunds. And so the key message for us is to say, look, if you've moved, or if you've changed circumstances, and that really means if there's been a divorce or a marriage or a name change, because the cheque is going out to the account holder and it's crossed, I suppose, to the account holder, is that it's important that they ring in to our contact centre on 1850 448 448 to update those details. There's also the unfortunate, obviously, you know, it happens with through the passing of time, I suppose, and every utility goes has to support it, is that people will have passed away, unfortunately, or there will be a bereavement of families, and the payee may have passed away, and the account holder rather, and we would like to update our details and the address that refund should go to as soon as possible. So, whether it be a relative or a wife or a husband or whoever it may be, if they get in touch with us, we'll ensure that the refund goes back to the appropriate person in that instance, and we deal with it as sensitively as we can. But at the minute, our records would be out of date, so we would need people to contact us if they could.
Okay, just to clarify, Dara, if people haven't had a death in the family, if they haven't moved house, there is no need for them to contact Irish Water. You have all the details, and the relevant monies will be sent back to those. That's the only time. Am I correct in saying that the people should contact?
Yeah, absolutely. So the good news for the absolute vast majority of people who paid, there's no action required. So they need to do nothing, really, in effect. A bill for the full amount of their refund will arrive out to them on their doorstep just as soon as the government legislation passes. And it'll take approximately anywhere between probably 6 to 8 weeks for that to fully complete. But rest assured, they will get their refund, and there's no action that they need to complete. If they have a passing interest, I suppose, and a lot of people do, obviously, know in terms of how much and when. Our online facility is still available on our website, so you can still log in. If you have an old bill or something like that, you can go in, create your account, or if you've already created the account, you can log in directly and see that amount that you paid for each bill. And then when we start the process of issuing checks, we have a feature on our website that allows customers actually a kind of a quick, handy login to see both the amount and a single figure that they're due in terms of the refund and the approximate date that the check will land on their doorstep.
Okay.
And that'll happen just as soon as we begin the production of the first check.
So there's no need for people to worry if they haven't kept bills or anything like that. Some people are quite fastidious and they keep every bill they ever get. Other people just, once they pay it, that's the end of it. So
yeah,
but,
absolutely. We had a couple of focus groups, and it was kind of a 50-50 split between those that had the bill still available to them and those that hadn't. So like you said, people have different tendencies. Some people keep everything, some people keep one of those things, and others don't keep anything at all. And then others prefer the online piece or the digital piece. So we have to cater for a whole range of, I suppose, tendencies or ways people do things. So our call centre and our website will support you if you have a bill or don't have a bill really in effect. And there will be a number of security questions to work through, similar to any utility, to make sure that the right amount goes to the right person.
Yeah.
And there's no risk of fraud, or there's no risk of your money ending up with the wrong person really in effect, which is why we're using checks.
Yeah, the same thing will apply, I suppose, to over the course of maybe a year or so as well, I suppose, with tenants who have changed their tenancy. I don't know whether the landlord may be paid or if the tenant himself paid. That's another reason why people should contact you if they've changed their address, as we said before, a changed house. But the tenancy thing, if you get a lot of people living in the one house, could that be awkward?
Undoubtedly. We've looked at kind of every single scenario that we can, and we've a kind of robust set of Q&A on the website. I suppose the key piece really is that we're obliged to refund the account holder. Now, in the vast majority of cases, the account holder was the person that paid, including a tenant in a house would have registered as the account holder and would have paid. And in that instance, we will issue the refund back in the tenant's name, let's say. So that's one scenario. It's probably the cleanest scenario. On that occasion, a tenant may have not actually registered for the bill, but may have paid it through the landlord, which wasn't the way that was suggested that it be done, or the way that it was meant to be done. But look, all sorts of arrangements have probably took place. So we, in that instance, because the landlord would be the registered account holder, the refund would go back to the landlord. And we've worked with the Landlord Association and tenant advocacy groups around this to try and understand the best method, and then in terms of interacting. And look, the suggestion is that the tenant and the landlord would engage and manage that the refund go back to the correct person. And I suppose the other scenario then is the one that you touched on, Noel, which is absolutely true, is where you had a number of tenants within a property who may have paid it, and you may have had an anchor tenant as the name on the bill. Again, we're obliged to refund whoever was put forward as the anchor tenant the full amount of the refund, and we would ask that the tenant or the anchor tenant would work with those tenants who made a contribution to the bill to ensure that the refund is divvied out correctly. But you can understand, as a large utility, we can't really intervene in all those scenarios.
Indeed,
we don't have any proof or anything like that, so we're legally obliged to go back to the account holder.
Okay, well, just to say that there's advertising all over the place in all the national stations and in the media as well, and the newspapers, I should say, as well. So what people should do, on the number 1850-448-448. How long do you think it'll be before they start going out legislation to be passed? Is that going to take forever as usual?
Well, I think we're probably through the main element of it. It's a complicated process, and I think everyone's familiar with various pieces of legislation struggling or taking years to pass through in effect. But look, we're confident that it should come through in the next couple of weeks, really, in effect. It's passed a number of the stages, and I think it's back with the Dáil, I think, for 3 days this week for speaking time. And if it passes through that, then I think it'll go through Senate and presidential approval. So they're the steps that are left. We're kind of looking at it, and we're of the belief that it could take a couple of weeks. So we hope to start towards the end of November potentially. But again, everything is subject to government and the department giving us the green light and the go on it. So we're ready to go, really, in effect. We have the machine ready to start print on the million or so checks just as soon as that legislation passes. And what we will be doing is communicating with our customers as to when that date is, once we're more sure, to make sure that everybody has a clear view of the time frame, and that if they haven't updated their details, that they know to do so relatively quickly. Failing that, the check may go to the wrong address, and it's a longer process, obviously, then to cancel the check, reissue it back out. There's a delay. There's checks with the bank. So we would actively encourage people who have moved address, or a tenant has moved address, or those that have, or if there's been a change of circumstance in terms of the family, is that they would ring us as soon as possible on that 1850-448-448 number.
Okay, and I was just asking as well, because it'd be a nice Christmas box for people as well.
Or they can clear their credit card post-Christmas.
Okay, we go through a few things. People can look up www.water.ie/refunds or ring 1850-448-448. But there's a little bit of a warning, as I can see, for security reasons, to do with the checks going out, that it only comes from Irish Water. So I don't know what way people will find ways to scam all sorts of things these days, but what sort of warning would you put out that it be clear that if it's not only a check, sorry for interrupting you, but it's only a check they're going to get. So if anyone else calls in any other way, you're not going to have any people calling from Irish Water. So people are just going to get a check. Is that the clearest way to put it?
Yeah, no, that's spot on. We looked in depth at a number of payment options in terms of whether it be like EFT, bank transfer. But in the time frame, I suppose, allowed for this project, we said, look, checks is probably the most robust and secure and efficient way to do it. For all the various ways people paid, it was the most sensible. It also has a key part to play in the fact that we can now tell customers that under no circumstances will anybody from Irish Water ever ring you and look for a bank account detail or any of your financial information. So if anybody does do that, we would actively encourage them to ring us back on 1850-448, and we will go through the refund process with them, but under no circumstances to ever give out any of your bank details over the phone. Irish Water will never look for that information, and I think that's a warning that has been heard loud and clear on a number of occasions from other bodies as well, in terms of that kind of scam or fraud risk around people getting bank details and using them for purposes that they're not intended for.
Okay, the only way people will hear from you, if they're entitled to a refund, they'll give it a check. Otherwise, if anyone has any information that they need, they just get in touch with you on the number 1850-448-448. That's if they've moved or the circumstances have changed another way. Otherwise, it's just straight check. Nobody will call. That's it. And you'd never ask for any details, just to repeat all that. So just wait till you get your check and that's it. Listen, Dara, thank you very much. And I suppose, as I said, if you get it before Christmas, you'll make a lot of people happy for Christmas. So I suppose that's a nice feeling.
And a bit of good news at the end of it all. Absolutely. Thanks very much for your
Thanks
time.
Thanks very much, Dara. Thank you for yours.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that's Dara Murphy, Communications Manager at Irish Water. Okay, that's the refund. Just to reiterate a little bit there from Dara, that if you've changed your address in any way, you know, some people have moved, or if there's whoever had the account, if there's been a death in the family or anything like that, whoever's account, that's the only reason you will contact Irish Water. And there's no way they will try to contact you. The only way they will be in touch is to send you out your cheque to the address that they have. So if anyone calls, and they would never ask for bank details. So be always wary. That's all I say. Be always wary.